Welcome to another episode of By His Grace Podcast. I have a special treat for y'all today. I have two of my sweet friends from the A Wife Like Me contributor team. I have the founder, Amanda Davison, and I have my friend Natalia Drum. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you, and then we're going to jump into our conversation today. Amanda, why don't you tell our guests a little bit about you?
Oh boy, well, I'm in Minnesota. I'm married to a sexy farmer, and we have three kids up here. And I am on staff at our local church, but I spend my days and mostly evenings as well working and serving wives at A Wife Like Me.
Awesome. So tell the listeners why you started A Wife Like Me. What was your heart behind starting A Wife Like Me?
Well, I was on my own time. I have a master's in counseling, and so I was really serving wives on my own. But I knew that God was really saying that we needed to do more, that there was so much work that needed to be done in marriages that I just could not do that on my own. And he was asking and saying that we need to reach all wives. And in order for us to do that, we need to come together as women, as wives, and share our own struggles and what we're learning through those and share those with wives. But I just couldn't do it alone because I don't have the same struggles that other wives have. So together as a team of writers and speakers, which we're always growing that team as well, because we really want to be a diverse group of wives so that we can speak into other wives, through that team, we are able to serve wives really well and impact marriages more so if we were just doing that on our own.
Excellent. Okay, Natalia, why don't you tell the guests a little bit about yourself?
My name's Natalia. My husband and I live in Southwest Florida, and we are raising three little boys right now. I'm not on staff in church. I work in volunteer ministry doing outreach and women's ministry and have a real passion for marriage ministry. So we've been serving in our church about 11 years here.
So, for a wife like me, what were some of the needs that you saw as you started A Wife Like Me? What did you see that were some of the struggles that the women were facing?
There are so many diverse struggles. However, from the get-go, something I try to be very in tune with is really getting a pulse for what wives are feeling. And so whenever a wife joins our A Wife Like Me gathering group on Facebook, which is the closed Facebook group, they have to answer three questions. And two of those really focusing in on their struggle. So what are they struggling with most? And so we've received over 1,000 responses from wives. And so they do vary, obviously. But the main two struggles we hear from wives, the first most common response being, I just wish we had more one-on-one time. I wish we had more of a connection. It seems like we're just passing by and we're married, but we're not like thriving or connected. And then the second would be communication, there's a barrier within their communication and it's hard. And so those are the two main struggles I hear from wives.
Yeah. And what about you, Natalia? What have been some of your main struggles in marriage and how have you been able to use that experience and what the Lord has taught you then to be able to minister to wives?
Well, my husband and I have been together almost 20 years. We were high school sweethearts, and so we are coming up on 14 years of marriage. And I think one of the greatest struggles we've seen is the transition in seasons. Just about every time we seem to get our setting, we seem to get our feet planted, we seem to kind of get into our rhythm, life happens, children happen, work changes. And so there's just been this constant struggle to realize that we're not able to stay in the same place and that our marriage can't stay stagnant, and we just really need to be intentional together in growing with each other and not just each of us growing separately. And so really understanding the difference between him and me, and then it's not just he and I in this marriage. We have, you know, each of our own needs. And then we also have a marriage need that we both need to be investing and working in. And so in the marriage groups that we work with, in the couples that we've counseled, I mean, really to reiterate what Amanda's been saying is the three issues we constantly come up with in our church are couples are struggling with money, sex, and communication. And if we can just kind of call that out and bring that to light and then see what God has to say about it, we get to see a lot of healing in couples.
Yeah, that's really, really good. When my husband and I were early in our marriage and we had small kids and we had a lot of external pressures in terms of sick parents and a special needs child and losing babies, and life was really crazy for us. And so we had to connect wherever we could. So for us, date night sometimes was the grocery store, but we did it together. And I've seen the older my kids have gotten and the more time that we've had, it's easy to for my husband to focus on his work and for me to focus on the kids. So we have to really make a point of staying connected wherever we can find that connection. So that might be a date night now. It might be going to the grocery store. It may be just, you know, making time here at the house and just, you know, letting the boys go do their own thing. I know it's been a struggle for me personally in my own relationship too, to maintain that. So Amanda, why don't you tell me about this project that we have been working on at A Wife Like Me?
I would love to, Misty. Well, we are launching our very first book. It is called Dear Wife, 10-Minute Invitations to Practice Connection with Your Husband. And we're really excited about it because, like we were just talking about, it is hard to really connect with our husbands. And what Natalia said, money, sex, and communication have historically been the biggest divisions that you could say maybe in marriage. However, recent research is showing that that's actually not the biggest ticket items or the big ticket items that are causing divorce in marriage. And it's actually much smaller than that. We tend to focus on those big ticket items because it seems that's what we're fighting about, or it seems that's what's causing this disconnect in marriage. However, research done by John Gottman or the John Gottman Institute shows that it's actually the micro moments in marriage, in everyday exchanges, that cause breakdown in marriage. So it's those very seemingly unimportant moments within your day that either have the potential to bring closer connection with your spouse or bring more division with your spouse. And then we see it playing out in communication or within sex, because we haven't connected during the day in these micro moments. And he brushed me off when I asked him to grab that towel, or she hung up abruptly without saying a kind thing to me, so I don't feel like that now. Or, you know, within money, that might bring up more issues within money because of those day-to-day tiny moments that seem to be not a big deal, but that are a big deal. So that's what I love about this book. The book really focuses on looking at how Jesus created connection while he was here on earth. How did he do that with people? What did that look like? You know, I love to think that, you know, on one hand, date nights, I love date nights. But then on the other hand, we don't necessarily need those to create a better marriage today, right where we are. We can look at how Jesus created connection and apply that, but first really looking at our hearts with Jesus and noticing and recognizing he wants to connect with me in that same way. And through that, we can then be propelled to invite our husbands into that same connection as well. So I'm really excited about the book.
Yes, me too. And Natalia, you start the book off with the first invitation. So could you talk about that a little bit? Because I love the responses that we're getting from the ambassadors who are already reading the book. So why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. I'd love to. As Amanda and I sat down and chatted about this opening, this this invitation into this season of life where we are inviting our husbands for connection. We really had this heartbeat to just say, if Jesus does it, then we should follow suit. And so really spending time studying, like Amanda said, studying what Jesus did, and then how do we apply that in modern day life? How do we apply that in our marriages? How do we apply that across our situations? You know, the word of God is timeless and true. And are we of a God who serves all these different areas of marriage? So how do we do this? And I think as I prayed through this, I really got down to, Lord, what is it that sets the stage for our marriages? And he really brought me back to our wedding. He brought me back to the actual stage where my husband and I got married. He brought me back to those beginning moments that are the foundation for our marriages and said, start here. And so as I walked through that and really prayed through, what was that day like? What happened in that? What was it? What was going on in the spiritual world that I didn't understand in the physical world in those moments? He really brought me to the fact that a wife is a woman who is inviting. And there's so many times where we, you know, like Amanda said, these little tiny micro moments that don't happen are not happening because we're not aware of the invitations that we make to our spouses, either by our words or actions and deeds, our attitudes. And that if we can kind of capitalize on those opportunities to invite our spouse into our heart, into our mind, into our spirit, we are allowing the Lord to make these connections happen in a spiritual realm, in a physical realm, and in an emotional realm. And I think Amanda really hit the nail on the head. We have these really big global problems that we see in marriage, but really those are just like the gushing wounds, when really the heart of the matter is, what are we doing in those little tiny moments that, like Song of Solomon talks, the foxes that kind of destroy our vineyards. What are we allowing small little things to do that are destroying our marriages and not even realizing it? And it's just those little tiny things, like how am I inviting my husband into my heart by sending a text message? How am I inviting my husband into my world by just giving him a brief recap? How am I inviting my husband into something by my attitude or my demeanor? And I think what we're seeing with the ambassadors is that that message is resonating, that they're looking at things instead of trying to fix something huge and massive in their marriage. It's really, Lord, you've invited me into community with you. How do I then invite my husband into community with me? And then breaking it down into really small things of quick wife steps. I mean, we're talking 10-minute invitations, something that a wife can do every single day to recenter her mind on the fact that her husband is a gift from God, and that her opportunity is not to fix every problem in her marriage, but to simply say, what can I do today to build a better marriage?
So good. So good. Amanda.
I love that, Natalia. And I think if I'm just gonna be completely honest, this is what I feel and I hear wives saying or thinking when they hear what Natalia just shared, or maybe what we're talking about, is that I don't know. This is what I think a lot of wives might say. I don't know that I even want to, you know, do that. What I love about Natalia's first invitation is that it challenges us as wives to be the ones that take the first step toward our husband. And that is, if we're brutally honest, many of us would say, I don't really want to be the one to do that. I don't want to. I'm sick of it. I always have. My husband isn't, you know, on and on and on, all these reasons why. And that's legit. Like, we get that. And we talk about that. And so I think it's really important that we recognize too, that as daughters of the King, it isn't so much that we're moving even toward our husband, or that we're taking the steps in our marriage and we're taking initiative or we're leading spiritually. It's not that we are making those steps toward our husband. It's really that we're making those steps toward God. We're really being obedient to the fact that we are Christians. And because of that, because we believe that Jesus is who he says he is, we are going to be obedient to what he's called us to do. And that's what this first, I love this invitation. I love it. It just sets the stage for the rest of the book.
Amanda, I agree with you completely that as we seek to grow in our relationship with the Lord, that an outpouring of that is our relationship with our husband. When our hearts are in the right place with the Lord, then we can extend that invitation to our husbands and vice versa. As our husbands see us maybe not responding the way that we would respond before, or as the Lord is changing us and conforming us into His image, then it makes our husbands want to be more. That doesn't mean that it's going to fix all of our problems and make everything perfect, but the more we become like Christ, the deeper connection we can have in our relationship. What are your thoughts, Natalia?
I love what you said about our healthy relationship with Christ, because looking back and listening to my husband talk about the shifts and seasons and changes in our marriage, the number one thing he has said over and over and over again was that when I shifted my heart and he saw me have changes in my own life, not in our marriage per se, but in my own life, my relationship with the Lord, it forced him to take a check of his life. And when the battle stopped being him versus me, and he realized I was not engaging in battle with him anymore, and I was just working on my heart, my relationship with the Lord, the things that I could control. Because truth be told, I can't control my husband. I can't change him. I'm not the Holy Spirit. But what I can change and what I can control is my response. What I can change and what I can control is my relationship with the Lord. And as I worked on that, it became a living example for him. And so when he was forced between him and the Lord to deal with that, when the Lord was like, she's not the issue. You need to work on things in your heart. It then caused a shift in him for him to do things with the Lord that then allowed us to come back to our marriage and say, okay, God has done something in both of our hearts. And because of this, our marriage is stronger. Our marriage is healthier. The example that we set for our children is better. And I think we, as women, we sometimes underestimate the spiritual dynamic power that we have.
Yes.
To shift and change and control the culture of our homes. And very quickly, especially in the mornings, I don't know about anybody else with small children, but we can go from calm to chaos in like 0.0 seconds immediately. And a lot of the times when I step out of that and look at it, I'm like, it was me. It was totally me. I went from everybody's super great to, oh my God, everybody get your shoes, in chaos. So, but I do that in my marriage too, where I can go from calm and peaceful to like complete chaos. And so as the Lord showed me how much responsibility, how much power I had in shifting the heart in my home and in molding my husband's heart as well, and being a caretaker to him, a helpmate to him, and just nurturing his heart and his soul, I felt the weight of that responsibility, in that it wasn't a burden. It's this overwhelming blessing that God would choose me to be this man's wife and to serve him and love him. And then if I'm going to do that, how can I do that with excellence? How can I learn his needs? How can I meet his needs? I can't pour out of an empty cup. And that starts with me being filled with Jesus first. And I think that's what this book, Dear Wife, does so well. We're attacking the needs in marriage, but we're meeting with the deeper need of a woman's heart to connect with Jesus. Because when we connect with Jesus, we are being filled with love. And when we are filled with love, we are then able to give love and respect and kindness and gentleness to our husbands.
That's so good, Natalia. I love that. And you're absolutely right, because we can't serve our families from a place of empty. We can only serve out of a place of an outpouring of first of an infilling in us, and then we can pour out to our families. So Amanda, what are your thoughts?
I was just thinking as Natalia was talking, and I'm working on a message that I'll be giving soon for women on this topic of connection. But I think what I see so often is that as women, we are connecting with other people, whether it be in our small groups, if we're with coworkers, friends, volunteering somewhere, whatever that looks like, we are connecting with our kids. We're connecting, we're spending energy and time connecting with other people. And we're then blaming or pointing the finger or frustrated that we aren't feeling this connection within our marriage, within our home. And I think we just have that backwards. And I hope that Dear Wife focuses or helps change that shift for women today, that in order to really have the marriage we so long to have and our hearts desire to have, we've got to make changes in the way we're living our day-to-day lives. And that the fruit of that, of really digging in and saying yes to God and giving him our entire hearts and have letting him have his way in our lives, in our families, in our marriages, that connection, that changes, just like Natalia is talking about, it changes who we are. It brings us joy that is so irresistible. And it does make our husbands, if we're truly living that out, it makes our husbands question what it is that we have and they don't have, especially if we've been living different like I was. And then I grew in the Lord and my life was changed and my heart was changed and I wasn't angry with my husband and I was just like so filled with this joy. He was like, who is this woman? And that connection is where we have to focus our time and attention with God. And then we have to carve out and we have to make our best yes to pour into our marriage as well. So I thought of that as, you know, as I'm preparing for this message, and it's just really important that we think about that and really not blame our marriage for the disconnect when we are spending so much time connecting in other places.
Absolutely. And I would just add to that, you know, once we are living in a right relationship with the Lord, and then that affects our marriage, then that affects our children, then that affects our communities, then that affects our culture. Because, and I think that's why there's such an attack from the enemy on our families, on our children, on our husbands, on our relationships, on our connections, all because if we're in a right relationship with the Lord, it's a trickle down effect that the more we are responding in a way that is Christ-like, the more we're going to do that with our families, then it's going to affect our children and so on. So what do you think, Natalia?
Well, I think we're right on in all these areas. And I think the truth of the matter is there are also going to be women who are going to have solid relationships with the Lord, and they cannot control the circumstances and situations of their marriage. And the twofold beauty to Dear Wife is that we address that as well, that the Lord sees all these things that us as wives are doing, and that there are times where a woman can do all the things right and her husband will not respond because he has his own independent relationship where he has to respond to the work of the Lord, and he has free will and he has to make those decisions. But deeper than that, it's not just restoring marriages, it's restoring hearts. It's restoring hearts to the way that we respond to the Lord and understanding that my service to my husband is not service to him because he deserves it or he's worthy of it. It's because I've been called and assigned by God to serve this marriage. And so that aspect of community is crucial. And as Amanda was saying, we oftentimes will blame the leftovers as not being enough, when in reality, we were the ones who gave the leftovers to our spouse instead of the first fruits. And I think understanding the importance of the relationship is crucial to knowing that the Lord put Adam and Eve together and then brought children, then brought work, then brought all these things. And our marriages need to be treasured and need to be valued. And if we are giving God his time and we are giving God his attention, and then we're sacrificing and giving our husband's time and attention, that God multiplies the rest.
Yes.
That when I put things in order of the way God asked me to live my life, and I focused on him, and then I worked on my marriage, my children benefited more than when I had been pouring solely into my children, because they saw happy parents and they saw thriving parents. And so the things that I thought were important before were no longer important. And God, in many ways, multiplied my efforts because I had given to him first what he needed to have first.
Yeah, that's so good. Well, I am so excited about the impact that the Dear Wife book is going to have on women. We're already seeing an effect. people are already giving us phenomenal feedback. It is already changing women's lives. So Amanda, why don't you tell the listeners where they can find Dear Wife, and then let's have some closing thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. You can just head on over to Amazon and search for Dear Wife book, or you can just go to dearwifebook.com and you can purchase your copy there.
And when will that be available?
It releases May 1st.
Thank you. Okay. Any final thoughts, ladies, that you'd like to share?
I would just love to tell women that you are not alone in this, and that the enemy is so sneaky, but his tactic has always been the same. It's to isolate and intimidate us. And the truth of the matter is, the struggles you are facing in your marriage, it's possible that not everybody knows them, but somebody does. And the Lord has community for you. The Lord has a desire for you to live in community with your husband and then community with other women who understand the struggle and understand your heartbeat for living a Christ-like marriage. And so if you are listening to this podcast today and any of this resonates with you, join us in the A Wife Like Me gathering. Come and find a community of women who are saying, marriage is not easy, but marriage is worth it. And God has called us to this ministry of marriage. And until our dying day, we are going to do this with the best of us, the most that we can give, not because our husbands are perfect or because they deserve it, because that is what God has called us to.
Excellent. And then I would just add too, if there is a particular issue that you might be struggling with, to go to awifelikeme.com, because we have a bank of resources there. You can also put a question in the gathering space, or you can contact A Wife Like Me, because we're constantly generating new content to speak into these issues that we're having today. So thank you, ladies, so much for joining me today. I hope that this podcast is a blessing to those that listen.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Philip, and I would love to connect with you there.